From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least eight people have been killed and dozens of others wounded in an explosion at a wedding in the southern Turkish city of Gaziantep. The Associated Press quotes Gaziantep Province Governor Ali Yerlikaya as saying the blast was an extremist attack. It is not clear who is responsible for it. Last week, the region was hit by three attacks blamed on Kurdish separatists in the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. A Turkish member of parliament said that it was the type of attack that could have been launched by the Islamic State group or the PKK. Gaziantep is about 64 kilometers from the Syrian border. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44 people. Another bombing killed 40 people in Ankara in March, and the country is also still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. Saturday's attack came after Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said his country would take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, Mr. Yildirim said the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, and innocent people should not die. He said that Turkey would be more active in trying to stop the danger getting worse in the next 6 months. Yildirim went on to say that Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, had no role in Syria's future, but that talks with him would be necessary during a transitional period as he is one of the actors today, no matter whether we like it or not. For more on these stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. Afghan officials told a joint news conference in Kabul that fierce fighting for the control of a town called Khanabad had left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed that six Afghan security personnel were killed, while another 16 were wounded as they recaptured the town from the Taliban. The Taliban had seized control of Khanabad in an overnight offensive that it claimed killed and wounded dozens of Afghan forces. Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing Shiite Houthi rebels marched Saturday in the rebel-held capital Sana'a. Organizers billed the march as a show of support for a controversial new governing council that's opposed by the United Nations and many Western governments. It was also in support of ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader who was driven from power in 2012 after ruling for more than three decades. Also Saturday, witnesses said that warplanes from a U.S.-backed Saudi coalition bombed the nearby presidential palace and other targets. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Kenya Monday to discuss terrorism in neighboring countries before heading to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. Kerry will meet with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta to discuss regional issues, including conflicts in neighboring South Sudan and violence in Somalia. When he travels to Nigeria, he will meet with President Muhammadu Buhari on the country's economy, corruption issues, and the threat of the militant group Boko Haram. In Saudi Arabia, Kerry will meet with Gulf leaders, his British counterparts, and the UN envoy to Yemen to discuss the war in that country. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says Rio de Janeiro has hosted an iconic Games that were organized in the midst of the city's ongoing struggles. At a news conference in Rio Saturday, Bach said the Games had not been organized in a bubble.
These Games have been organized in a city where there are social problems, where there are social divides, where real life continued.
Bach told reporters that no public money had been spent on organizing the event. Rio had been criticized for wasting billions of dollars preparing for the Games, for problems with pollution, infrastructure, and transportation. And nine Australian athletes will each have to pay more than $3,100 fines after being detained by police in Rio following a flap over credentials at an Olympic basketball game. The Secretary General of the Australian Olympic Committee said the athletes were charged with falsifying a document. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.